begin the Grand Davin says Yom Nefsa Machgil. Begin to use the Mazda. Begin to use the Gemara. Shlamim Sheshachtu Bechutz. Shlamim that was slowed on the outside. Koydim Sichas Dalsa Zeicha. Before the doors Zeicha open, this pot is actually exempt from the liability of Shchitas Chutz. Tosfos can explain what's halacha in today's times. Says Tosfos, time to wonder. He says Amar Biyechanan Perak Hashem Bamal. Biyechanan says in Zvachim Nekum Zayin that this Hamal Bezman Hazeb Bechutz. If someone goes and brings a sacrifice out of the Azara in today's time, it's Chayv Michayv for this Isser of Mala B'chutz. Question is, Ramai, why? Ha'ena ro Pesach HaMayid, based on the concepts in our sugya, has to be that it's fit to be brought in Pesach HaMayid. But it's not. Keeping the Nasa Mizbech, the Mizbech is destroyed. As Taisa, definitely Nifkim HaMizbech, even if the Mizbech is just nicked, if it's just dented, I'm in Pesach HaMayid, the Mizbech says over there, I'm not testing the Mizbech, they call it Kachim, Shenech Lusham, so many Kachim that are slaughtered, they are invalid. So therefore, Ravali Mechazes Man, so therefore in today's times when there's no Mizbech at all, it's lacking opportunity and timing to bring it. And that we're saying in our sugya that if you slaughter on the outside, even if the door's not open, Mechazes Man, even just opening the doors is considered part. The Kachim Mechazes Man, for sure lacking such a big action like rebuilding Mizbeach, for sure should make a person potter. And with non perik bas zvach mun, the last perik zvach of kid basin base, it says oisibis benoi. If let's say the mother was slaughtered that same day, or mechutz zman, or if it's not yet time, it's not day 8 from the animal's birth. Bachot, if that's done out of the azara, a full loisa same by the rabbanan Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees there's no chorus, but the rabbanan, oh, there's not even a loisa say. So what's the problem? The Reb Yechon is saying bisman is there. Boy, more of a says Taisa Min Perik. I mean, that by this a little misay in the first Perik, and that by the Zara, that by Gimel Min Aleph, and Hiktish, Vaherich, Vahechem, as Manazer, someone's Makdish, or does Erech vow, or Cherem vow in today's times. So Allah is Beimati Akar. The animal has to be uprooted. The Parach of the Gemara says, why do you have to just leave it to die a slow death? Why not Benishkate Mishkate? Just slaughter it and let it die. Well, Pish Rashi and Rashi explains, what do you mean? How could you slaughter it? It's a carbon. Rashi says, Mishim Shkutichot's like no problem at slaughtering it out of the Azara. Because the Bekachi Betekabaz and I were talking about where it was sanctified for the temple upkeep, which doesn't have any Isser of Tchit Bechutz. So it's twice a blame here, that doesn't seem to be correct in the read. Because if that would be the case, Kiparach, when the Gemara asked whether the Shabbat Gister, that we should just split it in half, hey, Chemishan, how's the Gemara answer? No, you can't do the Nation Matamon Bekachi because you're putting a blemish into the carbon. What do you mean? It's Kachi Betekabaz, no Isser making a mum. According to Rashi, Torah Vedic Abayas, how can you say the problem about making a mum? So El Mafashri rather re-explains, the Mayim B'Kachim Mizbech, must be no, we're talking about Kachim Mizbech, and therefore there would be a problem about making a mum. But V'lo Mechayim B'Shem Shchut Echutz, so what do you do with the question that Rashi asks because Shchut Echutz? No, Davali Mechutz is not. Because, again, the same principle, because the Mizbech is not built, so you can't bring it. So therefore there's no Isser. Again, which is all supplementing this question about, so how could Rabbi Yechon say that there would be Isser as Manazeh? So this Tosef Dechleim would be pushing it to say that he himself about the Gelulim Asya command on Mahutra Bam is that Gemara number deserves is Torah according to the one that says you're allowed to do your own private altar, and therefore even after there's no Mizbech, no Yerushalayim, you're allowed to shech the carbon in an appropriate way, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking about the shechatin, or that you could slaughter the carbon on a Bama. So Tosef says no. Chada, first of all, the Menale Lo'ukme command on Mahutra Bam is. Who told them that you should say that is going according to the one who says that Bama is permitted? Kedila Akshas. So that you should ask a question, Neshach Mishchet, that, go ahead and slaughter. I mean, even Madam Alahutru Lakash, since according to the one who says it's not permitted, so then there's no difficulty. So why would you ask a question saying, according to that Mandama? Who said they're going according to that Mandama? But moreover, second point, the Stamas meet in the Prekbas Zvachim, and then we have anonymous Mishnah. In the last Prek in Zvachim, the good Bezen Bez, there's Shlaim in the Kreheta, there's no other permissibility of even Bama's. After Yerushalayim was destroyed. And more of a Gemara, Parchim and the Lamadam, Parakam and the Megillah, the Gemara even asks from that halacha, from that Stam Masnitin, according to the Mandam that says in the first Parakam Megillah, Yemen Abshah, Matash, and Kribim Beis Chonya, I heard that they're sacrificing a Chonya in Egypt. Say, how could you do that? So you see that it's such a strong halacha that we all know that no, there's no Hedra Bamas after Yerushalayim. So back to the difficulty. How could you be able to say, Hamala Bachot Maman says, Gemichai? So it says, you can say it's like this. Rabbi Yechanan Mechayev B'mal B'chutz, this is Rabbi Mechayev for bringing the carbon out of the Azar B'zman Hazeh. My B'halos K'tayris to lay by Mizbeach. We're talking about bringing incense. Oh, which that doesn't require Mizbeach. The B'im Pei Kodshay Kodshim D'gmas and Zvachim Nafim Tazim B'al Mizbeach Shen Eker. Mizbeach that gets uprooted. Makhtay K'tayris B'im Kaima. So you bring incense in the place, meaning it doesn't have to be on an actual Mizbeach. It can even be in the place. That's one approach for Inami Balas Mincha. Could be we're talking about bringing a flower offering out of the Azar. That's why we say you could be Chayim B'chutz B'zman Azar. Because the Davka Min is Vachem Amin Kish Nefke Mizbech Shem Tzum. We only said regarding animal sacrifices that when the Mizbech is dented, the dent can be invalid. Because the Nafkala, we're the source. Mizbizavachta Olav. You have to slaughter on it, which is on it, B'zman Shem, when it's complete, B'zman Shem, when it's missing. But that's on Zavachta, which is on animal kabbats. Ah, now so such B'nicha Nami, now it makes sense. The Nakar Rabbi Yechon Hamalem. Rabbi Yechon used the wording of Amala, which is a later stage. Tfei Meshchit Vezrika, more than slaughtering and spraying the blood, because we're not talking about Shchit Vezrika, which is by animal kabbats. We're talking about either Keteris or that of a Mincha. Or Yenami Yeshlami says, there's another approach. You can actually talk about Zemayr Shabbanu Mizbech B'mkaimai. That we're talking about if the Mizbech is built in this place, Bizman Hazeh, and the Helbachuds. And then they sacrifice outside. Because this really kid lost love because that mandama holds that the mikdash was not just a temporary sanctity, it was for all time. And therefore, if you rebuild the Mizbech, then yeah, it would be Ro Lo B'Bifnim to be Chayim B'chutz. And says to his Va'aval Eimla, but don't answer, oh, to answer for the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yehuda, really, oh, Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. No, man, that he says, Kachim Kachim Shor Lahak Dal Ritzpo, what do you mean? The holiest types of kabbans are allowed to be sacrificed on the floor of the Azara. And that's why, even though there's no Mizbeach, it would still be permitted Bezman Hazeh, and therefore you can be Chayim B'chutz. No, you can't say that, because in the heat of the Shor Lahak Dal Ritzpo, although we're saying that you're allowed to go and burn it on the floor, it still has to have the Mizbech in its place. You just don't have to do it on the Mizbech. The floor of the Azor will have the same halacha as the Mizbech. But if the Mizbech would be dented, and for sure in today's time we don't have Mizbech at all, it would not be permitted to sacrifice in any place. You can only do it any place if the Mizbech is there. Now, since there's another question, Tame, it's a wonder. On my part, the Mishlamim, Shishach, Machot, Kun, Psichas, Dal, Slahich, which the halacha about different maskal tastes, why you exempt for Shlam that you slaughter out of the Azar before the doors of the Hechel are opening? Lefim, Ashapirish, Rashi, prepare Kachi, Kachi, according to Rashi, says it within Zbach, and that's the Machal from now. Kabakoid, Mishiyah, Shemidu, Levim, Esa Mishkan, or Alacha, Shifrikum, before the Levim erected the Mishkan, and after they took it down, that the halacha is that you eat the Kachi when they travel, even though the area wasn't in its regular structure. So Rashi asks, how could you go ahead and slaughter kachim before the Mishkan was erected? Our halacha of shlamim that was slaughtered before the doors were open, it's going to be possible. So Rashi says, the davka shlamim sheshachtim mefinim kaim dalsehech psalm. No, our halacha is actually specifically shlamim. That's where we have this halacha of sheshachtim pesach ha'mayid. Of shar kachim ha'mayid, but all of the kachim which they had over there, no, that wasn't a problem. They were able to have it, even though the, so to speak, Dalsas Hechel would not open. Well, that's his Taisim Kain. If that's the case, then Kivin the Psul of a Kodesh Yeshle had to Beshar Kodeshim. Since this Psul of a holy thing, meaning it's an invalidation that you're doing in the Azara when the doors of Hechel are not open yet, Sheeshle had to Beshar Kodeshim, which has a permissibility of the Kodeshim, because you're only saying, only that Sharash is saying, oh, the problem is only Beshalab, not by all of the Karbanas, and that's what they did in the Midbar with all of the Karbanas. So then the Alokha should be him, Alula Yerdu, that therefore, if you would bring it on top of the Mizbeach, even though you went and slaughtered before the doors of Hechel would be open, you would not have to take it down. Why? Just like we find with the Korban Pesach and the Chatzis, which, that's possible. Even so, if you went and you did it b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. That, why? The chayiv alim kadisa perek basin zvachim, like you find the last perek in zvachim, that kofetes bav medalim, where the reason for that is that because Mishum de Miskabel Bafnim, because it would be acceptable inside. Why? What do you mean it would be acceptable inside? I thought it's possible. Oh, no, because of Imol Layerdu. Why Imol Layerdu? Because she actually had the Bashar Zvachim, because all other Kabbalahs, if you slaughter Shalal Shman, actually is Kasher. So the Chatzis and Pesach are possible, but since there's an element in this Psul of other Kabbalahs that's Kasher, so even over here we say Imol Layerdu. Therefore, if you do it outside, you're going to be Chai, because on some level it is Kasher inside. So then you have the same thing over here. So then Shlamim, why are you saying you put the Bachot? Because not valid inside, but it would be valid b'diyevet imalo yerdu, because Kashba all the Kabbalah, the way Rashi says. So why if you're Shaykh Bachot, so you can be Pater? She says, what you can say is, because the Hasam ha-behemah ru'uya l'shachta b'fidim ha-hishayt l'shma. No, because at least that carbon, the Pesach and the Chatas, you're right, if you do it shlo l'shma, but you could do it l'shma inside, so it is also acceptable really intrinsically inside. So even when you do it shlo l'shma, okay, we're going to say him Allah Yerdu, the Bichai, you do it outside. Here, in a room, left them couldn't see because here, the Shlom is not acceptable at any rate before the doors are open. And therefore, you can be putter if you slaughter on the outside because, like a trillion, all slaughtered before Pesichas Dalsa Hegel. Although, yes, after the fact, you would say, Yemolo Yerdu. So the reason is, Shalei Lishmai, Hostama Potter, but if you did it unspecified, you'd be Potter. Which says, Timon Rabbein Tam, it's a wonder to Rabbein Tam, why did the Gemara make a dig from the Sefer, where it says, Shalei Lishmai, and Michai, but stomach to be Potter? To the contrary. Nedig Miresha, make the dig from the Resha, Ifcha, the opposite. Timon the Lishmai, the reason why you can be Potter is because you did Lishmai, Hostama Chai, but if you did it unspecified, you'd be Chayiv. And a Deichik Kulaimran, it would be a Deichik to say, oh, the Lishmai, the Resha, Hainu Stama. Oh, because when it says Lishmai in the Resha that you mean Pater, that actually is Stama. And why would we say such a thing? Which from the Brin Resha Perikam and Zvachim. Because in the opening of the Sam Zvachim, the Bezim Bezim says the Sam Zvachim Lishmani. And then regularly, a carbon in its unspecified state, it is Lishma. So maybe you would say, oh, that's exactly what the Digger make from the Seifa. So it says, no, because the Hanimil is Mana. When you say Stama Lishma, it's only when you do it in the appropriate times. Of a Pesach, which I mentioned, which what we're talking about Pesach on any other day of the year, Stama Lav Lishmai Koi. The default position actually is not Lishma. So therefore, why make a dig from the Sefer, make a dig from the Resha? So Elanir Rada says, Taisis, Kisvam the Loi Garsi. Actually, it seems like the text that don't have this gear, so these words, Taimat the Shalai Lishmai. The reason is, because Shalai Lishmai, Hustam would be Potter. No. And those words are not there. It just says Hustam would be Potter. So the Ikkel, maybe you could say, says, you're right, the Resha Dike could be the dig is from the Resha. That Lishmai am I Potter? Why do Lishmai me Potter? Because the Salgadaitah Saloy by Akira, that you would think that you don't need Akira by other days of the year where Stama, you're right, it's going to be a Shlamim. Although you did not uproot it from being a Pesach, now, them can't am I Pater. So why are you Pater? Well, you buy your Shachat Stama Bethanim if you want it, it's loaded unspecified inside. Because the Stama, Shaloy Lishmai Koi, Stama, Shaloy Lishmai, that would be kosher. So why are you Pater if you Shechted Bachot? Mishani, and that's what the Gemara answers, no, the boy Akira. No, it needs to have an Akira because Stama, it is a Karban Pesach. And it is possible Mishani by Zoshana. So therefore, if you Shechet Bachutz, you're going to be Potter. You find it similarly in Pesach, and the Pesach, Dal, and Al. Going to Issam, Lissizbach, Achom, and Tam Zivchi. The Stama Shechet, a Karban Pesach, and he has in his domain a Kazai Sabcham. So you can know, a violable Lissa, say, Shimon holds, is not only the one of the Karban Pesach, but every Karban, Mishai, when he slaughters during Pesach, and he has Chometz in his Rishos. And we say, B'moyid, and on Pesach, Lishmoy Pater. Someone checks the Karban Pesach on Pesach, where it's already not the time of bringing the Karban Pesach, and he has in his possessions Chametz. The halacha is that if he checks it, Lishmoy is going to be Pater, because Pesach Shleib is Manoy is Pasel, and it's Shchit Hashem Neruyid, which is not Chayim, and it of Lishmoy Sitchel Chometam Zivchi. Shaloy Lishmoy Chayim. If you do Shaloy Lishmoy, you do, let's say, you should be a Shlam, then you be Chayim, because that is a Shchit Neruyid, because Pesach Shleib is Manoy is a Shlam. Now, because Rashi Shem Kamei Bekan, Rashi over there, his gears is like we have over how he says over here. Time it is Shalai Lishmai. Oh, the reason is because Shalai Lishmai, which you did for Shlamim, then you be Chayim. Hastama Pater, if you didn't answer, you'd be Pater. And the Gemara wants to prove from that, the Pesach Shalai Lishmai, as long as you are not Ikrit, it's still considered as a Pesach. But says, Tayyip Kashan Amin Hasim, Kamei Shakshin Bekan, but it's difficult over there, we're asking over here. Why is the Gemara not being Medai from the Resha? The opposite. That specifically when you do it Lishmai Pater, but Stama would be Chayim. So says Tais El Yesh Lefar Hashem Kedib Rashi Yachar. Rather, you have to explain over there, like we explained over here, that the Dik is from the Resha. When it says Lishmai Pater, the Gemara assumes that you don't need Akira. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, why you mean Pater? What do you mean? That Stam is Lishlamim. So if that's the case, then Shlamim that was slaughtered for Pesach, the carbon should be kosher. Next Tais Matzah begins with the Gemara pleaded Rav Chilki Bar Tovi. That disagrees with Rav Chilki Bar Tovi. Now Tais says, really, Balav Achi, you went out Rav Yirmi Medifti that says. Yimi Potter. Now I have a muscle name. The Gemara could have already said Upligid Rav Dima Rav Chilkia. That Rav Dimi disagrees with Rav Chilkia. That Rav Dimi holds that if you shech to come Pesach, Bachut Shalai Shmei Yimi Potter, because Akir Tzchutz he holds is not Akir. Rav Chilkia holds Yimi Chayv, because Akir Tzchutz is Akir. Ella, but the reason why the Gemara didn't say that Rav Dimi disagrees with Rav Chilkia, from the Hashtag Pligid Rav Dimi B'Dravin, because now you have Rav Dimi and Dravin, who they both hold Akir Tzchutz is not Akira. That they both disagree, Abdul Rav Chilkia, that both of them disagree with Rav Chilkia, that he holds Akira's clothes, is considered Akira.